now let's learn a little bit. I wanted to take a look at the piece I thought I gave you from the Gina Segles from Rav Schechter on the sugya of Neman Alai Abba. It's rare that he'll just take a single sugya in Shas. It's really just a local sugya and write a whole piece on it. So take a look. I didn't suggest you do it in Chavrusa in the Beis Medrash because I thought it's a very, very challenging piece. Let's see if we could figure it out together. You see where it is? Simin Lamed Vav in Sefer Ginas Egos. Everyone have it? Do people not have a copy? Everyone has it? All right, so let's take a look. Let's try to figure it out. Isav Mishnah Sanhedrin. The Mishnah Masech Sanhedrin says, Amar lo neman alai Abba. Right? A person says, I'll accept Abba, Avicha, whoever, as an aid. So we had a machlokes from Meir and the Chacham. Meir held Yachalach Sabo. You can always back out of that acceptance. And the Chacham said, "In Yachalach Sabo, you're not allowed to back out of that acceptance." Chacham Omer in Yachalach Sabo. Ubesugim vuar. It's clear in the Gemara to be inan she yischayev es atzmo baofen hamoil al pidin, that you need to be mechayev yourself in a way that's going to work al pidin, meaning that if you were to just say. If you were to say something that's ineffective without a kinyan, well then it's worthless. We kept on discussing, what are the mechanics of Neman Alai Abba? How does it work? Oh, did I leave off in the middle of something last time? Were we discussing the nafkaminas? Did we go through all the nafkaminas? The three ways of understanding, it was so long, it was already Wednesday. The three ways of understanding what the mechanics are and went through, did we go through that? But there were more nafkaminas that we didn't do.
I think so.
Yeah. What?
Three
yeah, so let's, you know what? Right, okay, so let's go back to that then. Let's go back to that for a second. I'm sorry. Just, I think that a little less challenging and a little more clear, hopefully. I think this is what we're holding. We have three basic ways to understand the idea of the mechanics of how it could be that you could be mekabel a karav or apostle. Right? Why is that I could be mekabel somebody? Generally speaking, if I just say words, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything in terms of anything binding. I may be a rasha if I say words that aren't true, but that doesn't mean I'm bound by what I say. Right? So if you're mochel, so those are words that you are bound by, if you're mochel. But to say that I will give you something tomorrow, that doesn't mean anything. That's not a kinyan, unless we do some sort of ma'aseh kinyan, a kinyan suitor or something to back up those words. So why is it that Neman Alai Abba, so according to one day in the Gemara, when you say Neman Alai Abba, no, the only time it's binding is if you're saying that Abba is going to be believed for me to tell you that you don't owe me money anymore. Meaning, another way of saying, Machalach, a mochel. Why does that work? Because by Mechila, you don't need a kinyan, all you need is words. So that would be great if you hold like that shita in the Gemara. But there are two other shitas in the Gemara. One shita says that the machlok shamer in the chum is both by machalach and etein lach, and the other one says that it's only by etein lach. So bottom line is, there are two out of three deos in the Gemara that assumes that even if Abba is going to be the one to say that I have to pay you money, still, Neman Alai Abba works. Question is why? It's not a mechila, so what is it? Or that you're going to have to pay me money, that there's going to have to be money that changes hands, so it's not a mechila. So what is it? How does Neman Alai Abba work in that situation? So we had three approaches. We saw the Chaznish quotes all three, I think. Chaznish in Sanhedrin Simin Yud Zayin quotes first from the Rashbam in Maseches Basra that it's Midin Hoda'a. That Hoda'a, if a person is Moda, that he owes money, So that's it. So he owes the money. If a person is moda, let's say two aidan testify that they saw me be moda, that I owe $1,000. They don't have to know that I ever borrowed $1,000. They don't have to know the circumstances through which I owe $1,000, or even if it's true that I owe $1,000. Hodah alone is a mechayev. So what's going on when I say Neman Alai Abba? What I'm saying is, if Abba says that I have to pay you $1,000, then I mode that I owe you $1,000. Who am I mode in front of? The whole Beis Din. I'm mode in front of the whole Beis Din right now. It's Hodal tonight. If Abba says I owe it, then I'm mode in front of the whole Beis Din. That was approach number one. Approach number two, Chaznish quoted from the Rashba. He says, no, it's not Midin Hodal. It's that when you're Makari Vakarv or Apostle in front of a Beis Din, it's considered like a Takanas Beis Din. That the Takanas Beis Din it's considered that it's the Beisdin made a takana that these people are going to be kosher now, that this is a legitimate, that these are legitimate edim, these are legitimate dayanim. Not hoda'a, but it's a, by the power vested in them as the Beisdin, they have the right to empower these Abba Vavicha and Roy Bakar to be kosher. And the third approach we saw was Tosfos Bar Metzia Dafayin Dalit, who says that even though we find in many places that you could be kona with words alone, like you could say Neman Alay Abba, and you know Tosfos gives our example that Neman Alay Abba apparently works as a kinyan. The reason it works, says Tosfos, is because since there's a past history between them, it's not coming out of nowhere. Oh, I say I owe you money tomorrow. No, that would be worthless. I say I'll give you money. That would be worthless. That's not a kinyan. But if there's a history, there's a tevia, you're claiming I owe you something, we're fighting it out, and then I say I owe you money, well then those words in context take on new meaning. And therefore, words alone typically can't be kona, but in context, words sometimes can be kona. That was the sheet of Tosos. Those are the three basic sheets. Remember, we discussed the Chidush HaRim, I think we discussed last time. We'll leave out the Chidush HaRim now. So basically, let's go through four nafkaminas in terms of what the mechanics of Neman Alay Abba are. Again, be clear on what the three shittos are, because then if you're not clear on the shittos, you'll never get the nafkaminas. Shita number one, again, is the Rashbam, that it's midin hoda'a, which means, is it because of what Abba says that I'm chayiv? Is Abba the one that's mechayiv me, or Avicha the one that's mechayiv me? Hoda'a means I'm the one that's mechayiv myself. I'm just allowing Abba and Avicha to trigger my hoda'a. It's like, I'll only admit if they say something. So they say something, but what they say is meaningless. It's the fact that I then admit that makes all the difference. If you say it's a takanas beisdin, so then it's not based on me admitting, it's a takanas beisdin, that they're kosher, that they count. And similarly, if you say like Tosfos, that words alone are not normally a kinyan, but if it's backed up by a previous history, so it's not a hoda'a, it's not that I'm being moda, nor is it that the Beis Din necessarily has power, it's ki'ilu I made a kinyan to give this money. I made a kinyan that I'm going to pay this money. So those are the three basic approaches. Now what are the nafkaminas? There's a Ran in Masech HaShavuos, quotes Yerushalmi, that speaks about the following case. Let's say I say Neman Alay Eid Echad, to take the place of Shnei Edim. Normally you need two Edim. Right, where do we have the case where I accept Eid Echad to count as two Edim? We already saw it in the Gemara. Where do we have that? Who remembers? Neman Alay Eid Echad. The Gemara was trying to explain. Remember, the Gemara tried to explain, why does Rabbi Meir hold in the first mission in this parak that you're allowed to zeh posel Edov shel zeh? I'm allowed to posel the other guy's Edim. Who am I to posel the other guy's Edim? Right? So the Gemara had four approaches. First approach was, it was really only an Eid Echad. I was mekabel him to be good enough like two Eidim, and now I'm undoing that Kabbalah. Right? So let's say that's the case. I mekabel an Eid Echad to be mechayv me money. And then the Eid Echad says, I don't want to come. I don't want to testify. I'm not interested. Now what's the halacha normally? If someone knows Eidos. Now in American law, if I'm not mistaken, you're under no obligation. Well, I have no idea, actually. I shouldn't speak about American law. But in Jewish law, if you know Eidos, it's an Isser da'oraisa to withhold the Eidos. Beis Din is working hard to uncover the truth. To withhold testimony from Beis Din is an Isser da'oraisa. But the Gemara in 10th Parak Masechet Pesachim says, let's say I know that I'm the only guy that knows Eidos. So if I come and I say, Reuven killed Shimon, let's say, I know that I'm the only person that would know about it. There's not a single soul alive that would know about it. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim says, then to come and testify, it's Stam Lashon Hara. Because I know they're not going to listen to me. So if I know that it's not going to help, so it's not going to be Betoras Eidos, because it's not going to help, so then Stam, I'm speaking Lashon Hara about Reuven. Then it's Aser. But if there's a chance that there might be someone else that could be Mitzarek with me, well then I have a mitzvah, then I have to go say the Eidos. Right? What if the guy tells me, You are the aid, and I'm going to accept whatever you say. Both parties agree to accept whatever he says, even though there's no second aid. Is there an aveira to withhold the edus, to not come, to not show up, say, I'm not interested? So no, why would there be an aveira? What's the aveira of withholding edus? It's a din in edus. That if you're an aid, and you have the power to shed light on this case, then you have to do that. You have to take advantage of that power. You have to be able to bring the emes. Think about it for a second. If Neman Layaba, Neman Layed Echad, let's say, works midin, it's a takonis based in that we say, okay, we give this aid the power. So then I understand very well that if I fail to come, that if the aid echad fails to come, he's in violation of the Isr Daraisa im lo yagid v'nasa avono. If he doesn't testify, he bears the responsibility of that avera. But let's say it works midin hoda'a. Nemel Ayaba works midin hoda'a. So what makes the guy really have to pay if Nemel Ayaba works midin hoda'a? Is it the testimony of this person that makes him have to pay? No, it's not the testimony of this person. What makes him have to pay? The fact that he's moda. It's nothing to do with the testimony of this person. So his testimony isn't testimony. His testimony is a tenai in the other guy being moda. If you testify, I'll be moda. That's a testimony. Your testimony is not mechayiv me anything. It's a tenai in the hodah. So you'd understand that according to the Rashbam, that it's all din of hodah, there would be no iser for the eid echad who is mekubal kebei trei, who is accepted as two eidim, to just refuse to show up and testify. There would be no iser whatsoever. So the Yerushalmi, quoted by the Ram Sech Shvuah, says that if you're mekabel an eid echad like trei eidim, and he refuses to testify, it's not a violation of lo yagid v'nasa avono. It's not a violation of refusal to testify. And therefore, if he swears he doesn't know any testimony, and it turns out that he does, normally you'd have to bring a karban. This guy doesn't. He's not really an aid anyway. Darshan's from a pasuk. Pasuk says, "Behu aid," says im lo yagid v'nasa avono. Someone who's an aid kosher to be made, Eidus Mamon, is in violation of that law. Someone who's not kosher to be made, Eidus Mamon, even though they were mekabel him to do it, he's not in violation of the law. So you see from that run that when you are mekabel a karav or apostle, he doesn't become kosher through your Kabbalah. Rather, it just works midin hodah, like the Rashbam. That run seems to be siding with the Rashbam. That being makabel karvo apostle is din of hodah. So nafkamina number one, if you're makabel an aid karov, an aid apostle, or a single aid in place of two aidim, should they be in violation of im lo yagid v'nasa avono if they refuse to testify? So if you understand like the Rashbam that the whole mechanism through which the neman layaba works is hodah, well then they're never aidim. They're never called aidim to begin with, so it's not a violation. But if you understand, like the Rashba, that it's like a takonis based in that they do have koach to be made, well, once they have koach to be made, then you would imagine that they would be chayiv in lo yagid v'nasavana. That's nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two, Rikiv Eger has a tshuva, chelgav some kufayin tes, you may or may not have put it in your packets. Let's say you're makabel, a karver, a pasul, to be an aid. And then, so what happens? I say, Neman alai, my father and my father-in-law, to come be my aidim, to come be aidim, that I owe you the money. And they come and they say, yeah, I owe the money. Reuven owes Shimon the money. And then Levi and Yehuda walk into court and say, Abba, Avicha, how could you say that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon on Sunday in New York? That same Sunday, you were with us in California. Edim Zomben. Does Abba and Avicha become Edim Zomben? Do you say they become Edim Zomben? So Rabbi Akiva Eger tries to be poshet this suffix. He says he's not sure. He raises it as a question. So he tries to be poshet this suffix from a Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed. The Gemara in Shavuos says that Shavuos HaEdos person who knows Eidos about somebody else and he swears that he doesn't know the Eidos, that he's Chayv Karban, that's Shvus Eidos. Someone who swears he doesn't know Eidos that he does know and he's Chayv Karban for, is knowing Ba'anashim Velo B'Nashim. It's only knowing for men, not for women. Baruchokim Velo B'Krovim. And it's only knowing by people who are not related. And then the Gemara says that everyone's moda be'eid echad be'eid usota, that when you're going to believe in eid echad, like by eid usota, you believe in eid echad to say that she had yichud with somebody, that since if that eid would have testified, he would have been ne'eman to make her lose her ksuba, so if he refuses to testify, he's chayv karban. So what do you see? That sometimes, even if you're technically not really kosher, you could be chayv shvus eidus, because anytime your eidus could have been valuable and effective, refusal to offer that eidus would be mechayiv you in shvuos eidus. Now, by eidus sota, the eid echad that's kosher for a sota could be an isha, it could be a karov, it could be anybody for eidus sota. So, frak Rabbi Akiva Eiger, wait a second. On the one hand, the Gemara in Shvuos Daf Lamed says that you're only chayiv shvuos eidus if you're not related and you're not an isha. But then it says, for Eidus Sota, you're going to be Chayiv Shvuos Eidus. Why? Eidus Sota, you could be Nisha, you could be related. So, it could be that there is Shvuos Eidus by Isha and by Krovim. So why does the Mishnah say that it's not knowing by Nashim by Krovim? So says Rabbi Kiva Eiger that there's a big chilik between Eid Echad Kasher, on the one hand, and Isha and Akarov. Even though they're both kosher for a sota, an eid echad kosher is kosher for a sota, an isha is kosher for a sota, but an eid echad who has a shame eid kosher, who's a perfectly viable eid, it's just that there's only one of him. When he refuses to testify about a case that requires two eidim, he's not going to be chayv karban. Why? If it's a case, Reuven owes Shimon $100, there's only one eid and he's kosher, Levi is a kosher eid. He refuses to testify, he swears he doesn't know any testimony, he's not going to be chayiv karban. Why not? Because he would not have been able to accomplish anything through his eidus. He's only one eid. But if he refuses to testify about a sota, he is chayiv karban. Because when he refuses to testify about a sota, he's withholding something that we would actually listen to him on. He's causing a hefsid to the man, because his refusal to testify is allowing the woman to keep her ksuba. That's by an eid echad kasher. But by an isha, by a karov, even though they're going to cause a loss by refusing to testify about the sota, because they would be believed about the sota, they don't have a shame aid in the Torah. They're not even called an aid to begin with. And memela, they're not included in the whole parsha of Shvuos Eidus. Why are they accepted by Sota? So the Gemara gives svaras, raglayim ledavar, because by Sota, when there's smoke, there's fire, there's so much else going on, so we don't really need Eidus, so that's why we believe in Isha, we believe in Karov. So the Gemara's expression, raglayim ledavar. But if it's not really a shame aid, it's not someone who's really has any shame aid whatsoever, they're not going to be chayv in Shvuos Eidus. So says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, maybe the same is true when it comes to Azama. Maybe if I'm a Kabbal, a Karov or a Apostle, to be my aid, and then someone comes and tries to be Mazim them, tries to make them Eidim Zomrim, they're not Betaras Azama. Because when it talks about Eidim Zomrim in the Torah uses the word aid. A Karov Apostle is simply not a shame aid. Right, even though I'm a Kabbalah, meaning just like in the case of Sota, where an Isha, a Karov, is believed. We even believe them in the case of Sota. But still we're going to say that they're not Bechlal Shvuas HaEidus. They're never going to be Chayv Shvuas HaEidus, because for Shvuas HaEidus you need to have a shame aid. And even though they're believed to make a loser ksuba. But because they're an Isha, they're a Karov, they lose the shame aid. They don't gain the shame, they don't have the shame aid. Mele not including Shvuos Eidus. So Kiva Eiger says, even when you have psulim who are accepted in the sense that we believe what they have to say, if they don't have a shame aid, they're not included in Kasha Zama, they're not included in Eidim Zama. But let's say you accept an Eid Echad to serve as two witnesses. You accept an Eid Echad to count as two witnesses. So he is a Shem Eid. Then Mele, he's going to be included in the Din Hazama. But Rabbi Kivayegar says, we just said before, the Ran quotes Yerushalmi, that if you're Makabal an Eid Echad, one kosher Eid Echad, and he swears falsely that he doesn't know any testimony, you're not Chayiv Shuvas Eidus. Right? You're not Chayiv the Kabbalah Shuvas Eidus. Meaning, sounds like even though he has a Shem Eid, we don't include him in the Parshios that say Eid in the Torah. So Rabbi Kivayegar says, so my whole Vart is wrong. And therefore, whether you're Makabal one aid as two aid, and whether you're Makabal a carver apostle, there is no Din Hazama. Why? Why? Why is there no Din Hazama? We're going to believe them. As soon as I'm Makabal, we're going to believe them. So why shouldn't they be subject to Hazama? What are the mechanics of why we believe them? How does it work? When I say, Abba, Avicha, they could testify. Are they becoming Edim now because of my Kabbalah? Or is it just what? What's the other option? Why am I going to end up being Chayiv based on the Reidus? Not because of what they say, but because I'm Moda. So, Hodah. If you say like the Rashbam, that it's a din in Hodah, that I am Moda, I'll deny that they testify that I owe the money, then I'll be Moda. It's not their testimony that's Mechayiv me. They're not Edim. It's my Hodah that's Mechayiv me. So you can't do Kasha Zamim on people who aren't Edim. But if you hold, what, that it's a Takanas based in, that it's a Takanas based in, that they become Edim to be Mechayiv me, so Mela, they are Edim. And then they should be subject to Hazama. That's second Nafkamina. So again, how many Nafkamina so far? One Nafkamina was, if the guy refuses to I'm a Kabbalah Karv Apostle, Abba Vavicha, and he says, I refuse to testify. I swear I don't know any testimony. Is he in violation of Anissa Daraisa of refusing to testify? If you hold that the mechanics of it are Hoda'ah, well then he's not an aid anyway. He has no obligation to testify. But if you hold the mechanics are that it's Takanos Bezin that he becomes an aid, well then he is Chayv for Shavuos Eidus. Second Afkamina, can he become an aid Zomim? If the mechanics are that it's only Din Hoda'ah, well then he can't become an aid Zomim. He was never an aid. It's just that I'm Moda if he says something. It's like, it would be no different than saying I'm Moda if the monkey would scratch its belly. I mean, it doesn't make the monkey an aid. It's just that any Tanai I can build into when I'm going to be Moda. I will be Moda if this and that happens. Okay, that's got nothing to do with Eidus. It doesn't make him an Eid. The monkey can't now become an Eid Zomim. I'm not saying that all fathers are monkeys. I'm sure someone's got into trouble because he used that expression, Maisa Kov, and used it in terms of something that a woman is not kosher to do. Oh, Rav Shechter thinks women are monkeys. No, he doesn't think women are monkeys. It's a Talmudic expression. Maisakov, that even a monkey could do it, that it doesn't mean anything, it's insignificant. They're saying their testimony is not Eidus, it's a Tanai he built into being Moda. Therefore, they're not going to be able to become Eidim Zomim. But if it's Takanas Bezin that they do have a Shem Eid, well then, it is going to be subject to Hazama. It's Nafkamina number two. Nafkamina number three. I think I have this in the packet also, I think. Kavitz Ha'aris, Rabbi Chanan, somewhere, I think. Somewhere in there. Should be a Kavitz Ha'aris. Probably toward the back. Yeah. Nope. So, Kivayegar. I don't know. I thought there is. Yeah, it's there. Kavitz Ha'aris, Simenayin Beis. Proves from a Rashi in Yevamos that if you're Mekabel Psulim, if a person is Mekabel Psulim, they can become Edim Ksherim. For this Eidos. What's the Gemara? How does he prove that? Gemara says, Gemara in Yevamos Kaf Aleph quotes a pasuk to tell us that a Beis Din Shel Gerim cannot oversee a Chalitza process. Chalitza, when there's a situation of Yibum and they don't want to do the Yibum, so the woman removes the shoe and spits, right? all chalitza process cannot be overseen by a bezin shel gerim. And Tosaf there says, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that a bezin shel gerim cannot oversee the chalitza process? Bezin shel gerim is not allowed to do anything. They can't be dan din imamunus either. They can't be dan a case where Reuven says Shimon owes him $100. Why? Why is that true? Anyone know why ger is not allowed to be on a bezin, that we're going to impose a fine, a penalty, on one party over the other? What limitations does a ger have? Certainly we have to love a ger, we have to treat a ger kindly. The Torah says it like 1,000 times. But he's still limited. He's limited in a similar sense to the way Nisha is limited, that a ger is not allowed to be appointed to a position of srara. He's not allowed to be in a position where he's lording over other people. Rav Moshe has a shaila in the 8th volume of Igros Moshe. I'm used to saying the last one, but now they printed the 9th. So, the 2nd to last volume of Igros Moshe. It may not even end up being the 2nd to last. I think they still have other letters. But in the 8th volume of Igros Moshe, someone asks Rav Moshe if a ger can be appointed Rosh Yeshiva. It's a big shaila. Can you give a ger smicha? They bring a raya from Tosus at the end of Ksubis that you're allowed to give a ger smicha. I ever mentioned this to you? Tosus at the end of Ksubis that they talk about Kashim Gerim Li Yisrael. Oh no, Tosus in Kiddushin. Kashim Gerim Li Yisrael Kesapachas. The Gerim are as bad for the Jews as like a Negat Saras. So the Tosus quotes Rabbi Avraham Ager says that Pshat is because Gerim are so careful in the way they do mitzvahs, it makes the rest of us look bad. So Rabbi Avraham Ager, apparently they give him smicha. Okay. Whether you like the raya, you don't like the raya, but a ger is not allowed to serve on a beis din, because a beis din, he's allowed to pass an halacha. He's not allowed to serve on a beis din. This is what Rav Shechter pointed out. I think I've mentioned this to you in the past also, that when you pass an halacha, you're not lording over people. You're telling them what the Torah says. If I pass on the hilchos treif shaila, is this treif? Is it not treif? So I'm telling you what the halacha says, whether what the Torah says is treif, not treif. I'm not saying anything about you. It's not a personal thing, but in a din Torah between two people. It's about you. It's about this case, Reuven, Shimon. You're guilty. You're innocent. That's where a ger is not allowed to work. So if anyway a ger is not allowed to be on a beis din even for dinim amunis, why do I need a special pasuk tell me he's not allowed to be on a beis din for chalitza? So the Rosh says, no, you need the pasuk for telling me to tell me that he's not allowed to be on the beis din chalitza, even if they're mekabel him as a dayan. When it comes to dinim mamonis, if I say I'm mekabel shlosha roi bakar or shlosha gerim, that would work. But for chalitza, even with kabbalah, shouldn't work. Now, if the din of being mekabel abba avicha roi bakar is a din of hoda'a, is there any additional chiddush that I could be mekabel a ger than being mekabel abba v'avicha? If you understand it's a din hoda'a, then what's the role of these psulim? Nothing really. They're built in tonight to my hoda'a. Like I said, it could be a monkey scratching its belly, and that's my hoda'a. I'm going to be modeh if the monkey scratches its belly. And don't ask me why I chose that example. No idea. But that's my hoda'a. It could be anything. It's not that there's any meaning to anything that they're doing or saying. I'm going to be modal tonight that they do that. So why would there be an extra chiddush that I could even be mekabel gerim? When I'm mekabel gerim, I'm not making anybody kosher. It's just my built-in imaginary tonight that I decided to make up. So it wouldn't make any sense why I needed an extra pasuk to tell me that I could be mekabel gerim. But if you hold that when I'm mekabel them, it's like a takonah is based in that they're kosher. Oh, so now there's value to what they're saying. Now there's meaning to what they're saying. Takana is based in that they're kosher. If that's the case, then you understand why it's an extra chiddush that not only a karav, not only a pasuk, even gerim, and I need a drasha, a special drasha from a pasuk, to tell me to include gerim as well. I said it backwards though. You could say it the other way also. You could say it the other way also. No. What does it mean? Where does hoda'a, what does hoda'a mean? You say I owe you $1,000. So I'm owed I owe you $1,000, right? So I'm chayiv to pay you $1,000. Even if we don't know if it's true or not, in front of two witnesses, I was modai $1,000. Let's say a woman comes and says, you know, I was married to your brother and he died without any children. I want you to do chalitza. And I'm mode that I owe you a chalitza. And then later we find out that you weren't really married to my brother, but I'm mode, I'm still mode that I owe you a chalitza. Even though I don't have a brother and I wasn't, you were never married to my brother, and or I had a brother and he has tons of children and you were never married to, whatever. Does hodah mean anything in that context? Hodah only matters in Dina Mamanis. Hodah doesn't have any value or any meaning whatsoever. On chalitza? Hodah? I'm mode that this is a good chalitza? For instance, let's say kiddushin. There were no kosher eidim at the kiddushin, but I'm mode that I'm married to you. Does that make them married? Hodah can't take a religious ceremony. It has to be chal, and through hodah make the ceremony chal. Hodah could be mechayv mamon, but it can't make a religious ceremony. I'm mode that you're divorced. I don't need to write a get. Of course you do. Hodah doesn't work. If you're going to say that the way that mekabel karov apostle works is that it works midin hodah, then the whole conversation shouldn't even start by chalitza. There should be no such concept of being mekabel karov apostle or gerim or anybody else by chalitza. Hodah and chalitza doesn't mean anything. But if you say it's takanas beizdin, that they become eidim, they become dayanim. Oh, so now it's going to be a kasher chalitza because it has eidim, it has dayanim. So nafkamina number three is going to be a situation of chalitza. Can you be mekabel, a karev apostle, to serve as chalitza, to serve as beizim chalitza, on chalitza, or anything really, on a get, kiddushin. If it works me din hodah, then absolutely not. But if it works me din the takana's based in, then maybe it should work. Now, obviously, you would never say that it works by kiddushin. For some reason, the chalitza may be willing to say that me din takana's based in, it's going to work. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why that would be different. Final nafkamina, fourth nafkamina. There is a machlokas between Agos Ashri in the name of the Or Zeruah and the Rabbein Yerucham and the Nemuka Yosef in Mesachs Babasu Daf Kuf Chav Chesam and Aleph. When we say that you're Makabel, a Karev or Apostle, to serve, where did you do that Kabbalah? Did you do that Kabbalah in the Beis Din only, and only then it's effective? Or is the Kabbalah done chutz le Beis Din? So the Agos Ashri says it has to be that the Kabbalah was done in Beis Din. Then the Kabbalah is going to be effective. If you do the Kabbalah chutz le Beis Din, then you could always be chozer. Even after Gemar Din, you could be chozer. Kabbalah is completely ineffective if it was done chutz le Beis Din. Rabbi Yerucham and Ruka Yosef say, no, Kabbalah could even be done chutz le Beis Din. And it's a binding Kabbalah, you can't be chozer. No, plug it in. Why should it matter if I'm doing the Kabbalah in Beis Din or Chutz to Beis Din?
The Rashba says that it's Takanas Beis Din.
So if you hold it's Takanas Beis Din, well then better be in Beis Din. Otherwise there's no Takanas Beis Din. Where does Hodah work?
Everywhere.
I could be Moda on the street. As long as there are two Eidim that Tzombi be Moda, that Hodah is going to be binding. Maybe that Machlokas Rishonim is the same machlokas Rishonim. Right, it's the same issue. That's what the Chazanish points out. According to the Rashbam, that it's midin hodah. Why does it got to be in Beis Din for? Hodah happens even outside of Beis Din. According to the Rashba, that it's mikoach takonas Beis Din. So it would have to be tafka be in front of Beis Din. But then the Chazon Ish says, you know what? It sounds good, but he says, I'm not sold. Because maybe even according to the Rashbam, that it's a din of Hoda'ah, maybe you would still need to be in Beis Din. Because you see, over here, it works me din Hoda'ah, but it's not exactly a Hoda'ah. A real Hoda'ah is when I say, I owe you $1,000. Over here, what am I doing? I'm saying, if Abba says, I owe you $1,000, then I will admit that I owe you $1,000. That involves a certain, in order for that to be binding, you need a certain level of smichus das, a certain level of seriousness in making that comment. I need to really mean it. And it could be that if caught outside of Beis Din, I make a comment like that, I'm not taking myself all that seriously. That's why I'm saying, yeah, if he says it, but I don't really mean it. I'm not really being serious about it. In Beis Din, now I realize this is a genuine Hoda'ah. If it's a real Hoda'ah where I say straight up, so then even outside of Beis Din, I know Hoda'ah is Hoda'ah. But over here, I'm making a tally in something else, so maybe lacks that sense of gemiras das, that sense of seriousness, unless it's in a Beis Din. I thought Nafkamina worked really well. He says, you know, just to be totally honest, you know, it's not 100% mukhrach that the two machlokasim are tali zebezeh. So that's the basic hakira. Again, we were talking for over a week about what are the mechanics of Neman Alayaba. So the basic hakira, four nafkaminas, I guess we're never going to get to Rosh Hashanah. I mean, Neman Alayaba, maybe we'll get to it some other time. But Bez Hashem, tomorrow tomorrow we will start Bez Hashem. Right? You want to start Misach B'Kuvya tomorrow? Yeah, that's the vote. So Bez Hashem will start Misach B'Kuvya tomorrow. Okay.